This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's an interesting lesson to be observed here about what happens when you tell the truth in America. You know, for 2.5 years, we have reported on Natural News and all the other websites that I publish. We've reported that Trump did not collude with the Russians. We reported that the entire thing was a fabricated hoax, that the deep state criminals committed treason. We reported that the fake media would fabricate fake sources, and that the entire thing was designed to overthrow the 2016 election. Well, now the Robert Mueller report has been released, and that report clearly exonerates President Trump of obstruction of justice or collusion with the Russians. The report says numerous times that there's no evidence, there's no conclusion that would link President Trump to those accusations. Now, what's interesting is that Robert Mueller wrote the report in the most negative way possible to try to still give the media some fresh meat that they could use to go after President Trump. So he put a lot of stuff in there that was designed to be sort of like a Trump dossier 2.0. 400 pages of mostly false testimony, false innuendo, and so on, when he could have summarized the entire Mueller report in 3 pages and just said, well, no evidence of obstruction, no evidence of collusion with the Russians, end of story. But instead, he released, 400 pages of dirt, more dirt, which consists largely of other people lying about President Trump as they were being interviewed by the FBI or the special counsel. So Mueller has been trying to destroy Trump from the start. And we reported that. And we've called for the arrest and indictment of Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all of the deep state traitors who were involved in this attempted coup against not just the president, but the presidency, the United States of America. We have called for all of them to be arrested. Now, we have been vindicated as well by this Mueller report because it is now evident that what we were reporting was the truth all along. And yet, think about what has happened to us over the last 2 years. We have been banned and deplatformed everywhere. Not just our YouTube channel shut down, not just Pinterest shut down, but shadow ban on Facebook. Completely shut off of Twitter, deplatformed. Shadow banned on Google search results and deplatformed from Google News. Everywhere you go across the internet, Natural News and the Health Ranger have been banned and deplatformed. And that's because we were challenging the lies of the establishment. We reported the truth. And so, of course, we were even accused of being Russian agents. We remember that group called Prop or Not? They specifically named naturalnews.com and newstarget.com as working for the Russians. This was all part of the setup so that when Hillary Clinton became president, they were going to arrest and criminally prosecute every website and editor and publisher that was on that list. And I was on that list. So there was actually a hit list. You could call it an execution list, to go after independent media people and claim that they were working with the Russians and then charge them with treason and have them all executed. This is exactly what Hillary Clinton was going to do. In case you've ever wondered, like, what would have happened if Trump lost and Hillary Clinton won? We would have been arrested and executed. And don't think that couldn't happen in America. That's how evil these people are. The deep state traitors are so evil. Think about it. I actually risked my life to support President Trump. I put everything on the line. I would be dead today if Hillary Clinton had won. Thank God she lost. And thank God, even after 2.5 years now, even Robert Mueller couldn't find evidence of collusion or obstruction of justice. So now the truth has come out. And yet you'll notice that we aren't being unbanned anywhere. We aren't being turned back on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook or Google or Pinterest or, anywhere. No, They are tripling down on their lies. They are continuing their censorship. And so the next chapter that needs to happen now, just as I previously had called for the arrest, the criminal prosecution of James Comey and all these other deep state traitors, who are going to be criminally prosecuted, by the way, starting in about June of this year. Today, I'm calling for the criminal indictment and arrest of the CEOs of Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and all the other tech giants that colluded in racketeering fashion to deplatform those who were defending President Trump and exposing the attempted criminal coup by the left-wing media and the deep state traitors. It is time for the United States of America, under the direction of President Trump, to declare the fact that we've been defending ourselves against an attempted war, a political war being waged by a conspiracy of the tech giants and the left-wing media and the deep state. Those three, tech giants, media, deep state. That trifecta of evil has been waging a war against America. And it's time for Trump to order the military police under the Pentagon to make military arrests of the CEOs of those companies. It's time for President Trump to temporarily seize control over Google, Facebook, YouTube, all those companies, and force them to stop the censorship of people for political purposes, stop the banning of Christians, the discrimination against those who believe in God, stop the deplatforming, the smearing, stop the Wikipedia smear machine that has smeared everybody who supports President Trump or who supports natural medicine or who opposes the official narrative on vaccines and so on. It's time for Trump to get serious, to unleash military police. Yes, you heard me correctly. Military police to arrest those CEOs, charge them with attempted treason, charge them with racketeering, if you want. Charge them with conspiracy to try to overthrow the United States of America, conspiracy to meddle in elections in the United States of America. That's what Robert Mueller charged Russian companies with. And yet that is exactly what U.S. tech companies have been doing. It's time to seize those companies temporarily, prosecute their CEOs, and force those companies to restore freedom of speech in America. And as I've mentioned before, one way Trump can do that is to seize the domain names. Have the State Department simply seize Google.com, Twitter.com, and so on. Seize the domain names without warning. Just seize them. Shut down all those sites. And then say, oh, you want your domain names back? Oh, okay. So you're going to respect the First Amendment then. You're going to have a consent decree with the Justice Department. And when you sign this consent decree that says you will respect all speech that is protected by the First Amendment, oh, then you can have your domains back and you can continue to operate in the United States of America. But we're going to criminally prosecute your CEOs for racketeering, conspiracy, attempted coups, violation of civil rights, violation of the First Amendment, organized crime, you name it. We're going to prosecute all those CEOs. That needs to be done. So that's the way forward in all of this. And let's hope that President Trump has the courage to take these actions and to make this happen. You can read more about this. I've got a website called techgiants.news. You can read updates there every day about Twitter, Google, Facebook, you know, you name it. And then also, of course, my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I thank you for listening. I ask for your support, and I ask you to support this effort to halt the internal destruction of America, the violations of free speech that are being carried out daily by the tech giants and the left-wing media in America. Thank you for your support. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health and it's clean.